We always recommend Shopify. It took us from an idea to a real business. We got set up, I think, in less than a day. With very little effort, we could just focus on the supply chains and the product development. Shopify gives us the ability to customize without the complexity. We can change something without introducing fragility or having to pay a developer. We're Thirsty Turtle, and we leveled up our business with Shopify.
Start your free trial at shopify.com/au.
Welcome to Recovering Gleek, a podcast for all of your complicated feelings about the TV show Glee.
Hey friends, it's Ian from TV's The Recovering Gleek, a Glee podcast. When Lena and I first decided to make this podcast, we quickly realized we had literally zero idea of how to make that happen. Thankfully, a friend of ours recommended the podcasting platform Anchor. Anchor is free. It has all of the tools you need to record and edit your podcast from your phone or computer. You can even add songs from Spotify into it. And the absolute most amazing thing about Anchor is that they will distribute your podcast for you. So anywhere that you listen to Recovering Gleek, Spotify, Apple Podcasts, whatever weird third-party app you're using, it is there because Anchor put it there. And the icing on the cake is that you can make money from your podcast through Anchor with no minimum listenership. All you have to do is record an ad, which is why I am recording an ad right now, because I want money very badly. It is everything you need to make a podcast in one place. Download the free Anchor app or go to anchor.fm to get started.
It's Monday, the mini-sode's on Monday. Everybody is looking forward to the mini-sode. Monday.
They are looking forward to the mini-sode.
Monday. They better be looking forward to the mini-sode. So help me, if you're not looking for the mini-sode, I'm going to crack your skull. That's not true.
Whoa.
It's just going to hurt my feelings.
Okay.
I'm just going to hurt my feelings a little
bit. Sure. Sometimes I feel like I always like hop to violence for like the littlest things. I'm like, ugh, I'm going to knock his teeth out.
But then like if someone like legitimately bullies you, you're like, it's fine. I'm probably overreacting to it.
Yeah, totally. Yeah. Totally. But it's always like stupid stuff. Like the pizza guy took 3 more minutes than usual. And I'm like, I'm going to rain hellfire. And it's like, relax, bro.
Hello, everyone. It is currently 9 in the morning. Is this a record for the earliest you've ever recorded?
No, I doubt it. I think we've done 9 o'clock before. Last night, I stayed up so late.
I am genuinely very impressed and touched that you...
I'm in the middle of a sleep cycle right the fuck now.
For real, that you are up and at 'em for this mini-sode.
Honestly, I was having like nightmares last night that I would like miss the... We just... You and I both have a really packed day today.
Mm-hmm.
And I was just like, if we can't record the mini-sode at 9, when are we going to record it? We don't have any other time to do it. So like... I had to.
Well, appreciate you being up.
It was I had a sense of duty. Katie is the one who recommended that you sing Friday as your Monday song. So thank you, Katie.
Yes, that is not a bit I came up with. It was, in fact, emailed in by Katie.
Oh my God, the email is so funny. Will you read it for us?
Yes. Hi, Lena and Ian. I'll make this short. If Ian doesn't open up our mini-sode this week with Friday by Jessica Black, but instead of Friday, he sings Monday, I'll call my dog to come beat you up. This is a threat. You've been warned, Katie. And
wait.
Then she sent a follow-up email that said, Rebecca Black, I'm so sorry.
Jessica Black. Katie, you can be in our club for threatening violence for small things.
Mm-hmm. Katie, I bet that if I like legitimately verbally abused you, though, you'd be like, it's probably my fault. It's
yeah,
okay.
Totally. That's a qualifier of being in our club.
You
is
gotta
that you, you're very violent for small things. You lay down and take it for huge things. Dude, who taught us to deal with other people?
Our anxiety.
Oh my gosh.
Hello, everyone. My name is Ian Allred, and I am an anxious mini gleek.
My name is Lena Knatzer. I am so sleepy. I'm not as emotional as I was last week, but I am probably twice as tired.
Oh, I imagine so.
Yeah. But I'm a mini gleek.
That's true.
You ready to get in this minisode?
I was born ready to get into this minisode. Number 26, prom queen.
Yeah, you're 26.
I am. Don't remind me.
Okay. I won't. Thank you. Let's kick this off with a cool little voicemail from our friend Mark, shall we?
We shall.
Holler back.
Hi, Lena and Ian. My name is Mark. They, them pronouns. It's crazy that Lena mentioned the Enchantment Under the Sea dance because Eric Stoltz, the director of the Prom Queen episode, was actually originally cast as Marty McFly in the first Back to the Future movie. They filmed like 75% of the movie with him, and then they fired him because they thought he wasn't playing the role funny. They thought he was too serious for a goofy comedy movie about a time-traveling car. And, you know, now his career is directing Glee episodes, which is something. But I found out this fact, like, a while ago, last time I rewatched Glee. And I think it's insane because Back to the Future is, like, my favorite movie of all time. But what's your guys' favorite 80s movie? Thank you. Love you guys.
Mark, how is that the same Eric Stoltz?
That makes, seriously, when I heard this last night, I was listening to all these. My mind exploded, like on the walls. I was like, holy crap. How am I going to get my mind back into my ears? Because that freaking fact, that freaking fun freaking fact blew my freaking mind.
Like, I will never get over the fact that he went from Marty McFly, which, like, to my understanding, they recorded a large portion of that movie, like most of the 1950s stuff, and went on to direct episodes of Glee.
And the crazy random happenstance of it all is that I happened to talk about the Enchantment of the Sea dance.
Yes.
What the fuck?
Meant to be.
Meant to be.
Eric was in the room with us.
Aww. What is your favorite 80s movie?
Honestly, my favorite 80s movie is probably Back to the Future.
I love that.
The runner-up would maybe be The Goonies. Because I love The Goonies.
Love The Goonies.
But man, I watched Back to the Future a couple weeks ago on a flight that was delayed 6 hours. And we were just sitting on the tarmac. And I ended up watching the entirety of Back to the Future Part 1 and 2.
Wow.
And just like, that movie has no business being as good as it is.
Honestly, it's so good.
I was like getting goosebumps and tearing up like every 10 minutes just because of how fun it was. Lena, what's yours?
My initial thought is I really love Say Anything with John Cusack.
Mm-hmm.
And my next thought is, you know, Return of the Jedi.
That's a very good pick.
Thank you. Honestly, I think that is true, though.
Yeah.
Yeah. Mark, thank you so much for blowing our freaking minds and for asking us that fun freaking question. Hope you have a good day, Mark.
You guys, it's early. I do feel bad because these last two minisodes we've been like, we're so busy.
I know.
Which is an objective fact.
It is.
But
also,
we will be a lot less busy once our show's open.
Yeah, give me 2 weeks.
It's just for this little bit here where we're in tech rehearsals and recording these episodes.
I'm sure there's a good portion of you guys that are theater kids and understand where we're coming from, even a little bit, you know?
When I was in high school, literally, it would be Monday of tech week, and I would sit in like fourth period and I would do the math of how many hours of tech I had each day and then how much homework I had each night. And I would be like, I'm going to die before Saturday.
Yeah,
it's not going to happen. I'm not going to make it.
Yeah. And you look around and your friends in science class don't know and they don't give a shit.
You're like, you guys with your privileged little lives.
I know. What are you going to go home after school? Ignorance. What are you going to go eat dinner with your family?
Like, I'm stuck here till 10:30 tonight.
What are you going to hang out with your friends this evening? What are you going to go see a movie? Shut the fuck up. Mark, thank you so much. Up next, we have an email from Alyssa.
Hi, Lena and Ian. My name is Alyssa, pronouns she, her, and I was the one that emailed the other week after original song mentioning how much I love when you guys get off track.
Me too.
Then you're going to love the conversation we just had. I'm currently listening to your prom queen episode, which, by the way, came out the day after my graduation and is a great graduation present. And hearing you guys talk about the GLACs, hearing you guys talk during the GLACs about things that are fun but not so fun, like how when you eat really good food and then continuing to list not so fun things that happen after eating really good food. And it really reminded me of the John Mulaney bit about iced tea on SVU. And it made me laugh infinitely harder.
That's too nice.
I've been waiting for you guys to go over Prom Queen since the first time I heard Lena mention Faberi. Truly one of the most I'm totally in love with one Lucy Quinn Fabray Rachel has ever done is told Finn to get Quinn a gardenia, which is with a light green ribbon to match her eyes. Out of all the flowers, she could have suggested to Finn and she chose a gardenia. The meaning of gardenia is literally, you are lovely, and is also a symbol of secret love. Literally, what was the reason?
What was the reason?
And then the paralleling of Clayne and Britanna to Faberi after the prom queen announcement. Are you kidding me? Everything to do with Faberi always makes me so upset because they had so much potential and it honestly went nowhere. Anyways, love you guys. Can't wait for more episodes. Here are some consensual forehead kisses. Bye.
Alyssa, thank you so much for those consensual forehead kisses. For real, secret love? Are you freaking kidding me? What the hell is that about?
It's reached a point.
Ryan Murphy, get out of here. Who wrote that episode? Ian Brennan?
Yes. It has reached a point where it's not coincidence. Like,
it's not.
They were queer baiting.
Yeah. And it's like textbook, like should be in a textbook on queer baiting. It honestly, the more it happens, the more upset I get. And also, the more I feel like a super spy.
But yeah, like, gardenia of all flowers, because like the bathroom scene is something that I'm like,
yeah,
it feels very loaded.
Yeah.
But I can see.
Like, they definitely made out in there.
Yes. But I can see like a world where Ian Brennan wrote that scene and didn't mean for there to be subtext. Yeah. And then there just was.
And like Diana Agron is just like,
yes,
very into that idea.
Yes. But then like, then why a gardenia? Like, there's,
I know.
So, and someone else pointed out in an email that when Rachel sings Jar of Hearts, the last image is Quinn staring at her over Finn's shoulder. Mm-hmm. Like, come on.
Queer baiters, get out of here.
Also, you mean like when someone plays too many lotto cards and then they bet the house on the ponies? You mean like when you eat too much chocolate cake?
Yes, Ice.
Yeah, Ice, you got it. Good job.
Alyssa, thank you so much. Hear me out. That John Mulaney thing, that is a compliment. Up next, we have an email from a different Carly. Not the same. Wait, no, it was
the
Katie.
The first one was Katie.
We do have another Katie. You guys, I'm not going to cry this episode, but I am so tired. It's Carly. It's a new Carly. One and only Carly.
This episode is Tech Week themed.
Oh,
it is an inside look into the minds of actors when they have had 4 10-hour rehearsals. Here's Carly.
Carly, I'm so sorry. That was your intro.
Around here, Recovering Gleek, we like to call her Katie just for fun.
It's a fun, like, rapport thing we have with Carly.
Hi, Lena and Ian. My name is Carly, she, her, but you can call me Katie.
That's not in the email, you guys. Don't let Ian lie to you. He's a fibber.
I'm 22 years old from Florida.
Oh my God, Carly, me too. That's not even half true.
That is so true. And I'm a huge fan of the podcast. Okay, let's take a deep breath.
Company breath.
Okay, we are crying laughing at our own jokes right now.
Carly, I love you so much. I'm so sorry, buddy.
Okay. Carly, goes by Katie, is 22 years old, is from Florida, and is a huge fan of the podcast. I listen to y'all when I drive to work in the mornings, and I think y'all are so funny. Thank you, Katie. So do we, apparently.
Her name is Garlic.
I know. I have been a Gleek for as long as I can remember and watched the show when it aired on TV. I was in middle school season one. My friends always joke about my Glee obsession and how if they play a song, I can name who sings it on the show, what season, episode, and the scenario the song was in. That's how many times I've rewatched. I know a big debate that has been plaguing the podcast is about whether Dalton Academy is a boarding school or not, and how the hell Kurt is in like eight places at once. Well, I have an explanation. My high school was special in that we had international students from all around the world. They lived on campus in dorms and had privileges to go places on the weekends or weeknights. We also had day students like me who lived in the surrounding area and went to school like any normal high schooler. It was a private school, by the way. Day students were also allowed to hang out on campus with international students late at night sometimes. Therefore, our school was half and half. I don't know if Dalton had any international students, but I am going to assume it's a similar type of situation for the sake of Kurt. Therefore, maybe Kurt was just a day student at Dalton and actually lived at home with his family, or he was a boarding student who was able to leave campus often.
This whole Dalton thing has really plagued our podcast.
It has.
Like, I love that we have nearly the whole world on this case. We got every continent trying to figure out what's going on with Dalton Academy.
Well, Carlady.
Carlos.
I will say everything you said makes 100% sense and yeah, is probably true.
I like that.
I will say another bit of evidence that is confusing is at sectionals, Kurt says that he has not seen Finn since their parents' wedding.
Yeah.
Which maybe they're just both recluses and they stay in their rooms.
Hear me out. I'm a recluse.
That's true.
I'll have roommates that I don't see for weeks just because I'm like laying in bed and sleepy.
Also, when I was in high school, I was so about being in my room.
Oh, yeah.
Because it's when like you really want independence, but you don't have independence. Yeah. So you're like this.
What are you going to go do? Go to the mall?
7 foot by 7 foot area. It's not the 90s.
Yeah, totally.
Yeah, malls are dead.
Malls are dead. Didn't you hear? Yeah.
All right, Carly, back to you.
I feel gaslit by you only because I can't remember if this is Carly or Katie. This is Carly. Because I went to go correct you again, but it's definitely Carly.
Anyways, back to Jessica. On another note, I want to explain to you why Rachel Berry was so influential in my life. I know this is an unpopular opinion. Jessica, it's not an unpopular opinion
definitely
with me.
Not.
As a young girl, I always wanted to fit in with the populars and feel accepted. I joined activities and did whatever I could to get noticed or be accepted. No matter what, I always felt defeated. There was always a part of me that didn't feel good enough to be walking around in my own skin, or felt like I was just missing the mark. It was like there was some secret to popularity that everyone knew except me. When I saw Rachel on my TV, it was like I was seeing myself on screen for the first time. She wasn't the perfect, annoyingly pretty, has their whole life together, all the boys love girl that was the center of so many teen series. She was insecure, she was struggling to feel important to someone other than herself. She showed a young me that girls like that can get the guy and can find a group of friends who accept their flaws and anxiety, even though Rachel was much more annoying. She also showed me that you can grow confident in yourself and stop focusing on external love like she does in season 4. Focusing on season 2, though, I think that is why Get It Right is so popular. It was one of my favorite songs growing up because it exemplified that internal struggle so many people, especially teenage girls, feel. She made me feel heard, and it was cathartic to watch her grow as I also started to grow up. So while Rachel as a character definitely didn't need that many solos, though watching Lea Michele perform, especially show tunes, is a heart-wrenching experience, she was the first television character who actually made sense to girls like me. Hopefully that makes sense. Thank God for this podcast, truly. Y'all make my day so much brighter. XOXO, Carly.
Carly, I love that. I love that so much because I'm a girl like that, you know? Like, I remember growing up and being like, why don't my peers understand me? Or, you know, why do I feel like I can never get it right? You know what I mean? And then I freaking saw Rachel Berry and I was like, you know what? I'm totally not unnormal in this. I'm super, like, I'm just like, you know, and it's so cool that like, especially doing this podcast and hearing that you felt a similar way and that, like, so many people felt similar to that. I was like, oh my God, I wasn't alone at all, you know?
Yes. Carly, that is a very popular opinion around these parts.
Totally. You are in the right crowd. You can mm-hmm. come hang out with us.
I feel like Rachel Berry to this day.
Yeah, straight honestly.
Up, I'm a full-blown adult. I'm as old as this Minnesota is. With an adult job. And I will be like at work, at rehearsal, and be like, I don't, how do I get, like fit in with these other people?
Absolutely.
Like, I just feel like I'm so on the outside of this group. What's going on?
Yeah.
Uh-huh. Yeah.
I'll be sitting next to you, like one of my dearest friends in the world. And I'll be like, when am I going to fit in? You know, in groups, never just alone. Yes. You know what I mean?
Mm-hmm. No, 100%. Yeah. I mean, it is our most consistent unpopular opinion that we share in this podcast.
Yeah.
Is Rachel too much a lot of the times to the point where it's like, okay, we get it?
100%. Yes. Yeah.
Is she so near and dear to us?
100%.
Absolutely.
Yeah.
I love that character.
That's like what this podcast is based on. For real, is our truly, our complicated relationship with Glee, but mostly with Rachel Berry, you
yes.
know?
Yeah, yeah, yeah.
Yeah.
Recovering Rachel Berry. Yikes. I tried to think of like a word, and I was like, maybe Berry and Addicts.
Okay. Berryics?
Berryites? I think it's going to catch on.
I think so.
Everyone,
should we rename the pod?
Get Berryix trending. We're going to make a new podcast.
Yeah, hashtag Berryix.
Berryix.
Love it. Carly, thank you so much. Up next, this is our other message from a different Katie.
Carly.
Get off my freaking back. I will pull your teeth out. Let's listen to Katie's thoughts.
Hi, Lena. Hi, Ian. So I love, this is Katie, she, her from Chicago. I love the Kurt storyline in this episode about the hope he's taken so long to build, how he overdoes it, how it's crushed, how he renews a new realistic hope at the end. But I'm a little troubled by the way he talks to Blaine about his prom. So Blaine says is, I asked someone, we got beat up and it's a sore spot. And Kurt's immediate response at Breadsticks is, this is perfect. You couldn't face up to the bullies at your school, so you can do it at mine. We can do it together. I'm confused. In what way does getting beat up mean that he didn't face up? And then later, Kurt says, wasn't this prom supposed to be about redemption, about taking away that lump in your throat you had from running away? That is so rude. Blaine didn't run away from anything. He was beat up. So can we talk about that?
Katie, thank you so much for pointing that out. I don't think that's something that we talked about on the podcast at all. And I think it is definitely something to talk about that, like, Kurt is so dismissive of a real source of trauma for Blaine. And that really super sucks, especially because, like, Blaine definitely was not, didn't run away. He was, like, beaten out of a school, you know?
Yes.
And that really sucks, you know? Mm-hmm. And that is, like, oof.
Yeah.
And that's not something, you know, Kurt in like the breadstick scene is almost like acting like this is perfect. Oh my gosh, you'll get your redemption story. I'll get to go to prom. This is amazing. And it's like, Blaine's really nervous to go for a very good reason, you know?
Yeah, I completely agree. And I don't think Kurt was talking about Blaine Sadie Hawkins specifically, but more his school as a whole, that he was like, oh, you ran away because you transferred schools.
Yeah.
But I agree with what you said. It's like, he was being hate crimed at that school.
Yeah, no, absolutely. I mean, Kurt did the same thing.
Mm-hmm.
A very similar thing, like was being actively hate crimed and was, and removed himself from the situation.
Yeah, but I think that's why Kurt is so uppity about it, because he's like,
I came back. Yeah.
But it's like, Blaine was physically assaulted.
Yes, and absolutely.
You should not, like, make people feel like they're a failure for removing themselves from a situation where they were, like, physical danger.
Hear me out. You guys, that is one of the bravest things I think a person can do, is, like, you know, recognize a situation that is not for them and be like, you know what, this isn't for me, mm-hmm. you know, and remove themselves.
Yeah. So, Kurt, yeah, a very good Kurt episode. Love him to death.
Oh my God, an amazing Kurt episode. But he's also...
he's got some backwards ideas.
He does. He's A, a biphobe. B, true. Has some really backwards ideas about, you know, Blaine, his partner, mm-hmm. and like whatever Blaine's going through. Kurt, what are you, 16 or something?
He could be 17 by now. It's the end of his junior year.
I guess so. He could be 17. Katie, thank you so much. I think that is something that I'm glad someone brought up for sure. Up next, we have an email from Elizabeth.
OMG, you guys did it. You made it to my favorite episode.
Woo! Bow, bow, bow,
bow. I have been waiting for this for so long. This episode is one of my comfort episodes of any TV show that I will just put on anytime I need a little comfort. I know that's a little weird considering it's kind of a bummer of an episode. I should probably unpack that with a therapist. I just think that this episode is the perfect episode for someone who loves Glee as a whole. It's no secret that all Glee fans love Glee for different reasons. Some for the comedy, some for the spectacle and great music, some for the drama, some for the heart, and some for the open discussion of issues that weren't really being talked about at the time. We all have different characters that we love and connect to and different favorite couples. And this episode kind of has a little bit for everyone. So if you were someone like me who loved all those things, this was the perfect episode. I do want to take a second to appreciate Chris Colfer. I was surprised this wasn't in your GLACTs, but in the original script for this episode, Blaine was the one to convince Kurt to go back in and accept the crown after the prank. Chris went to the writers and asked them to change it so that Kurt would make that decision for himself. I just think that's so great that Chris was so protective of this character and so understanding of what this character meant to people and took that to heart. That change really made this episode great, and I don't think it would have been as great if it hadn't happened. Not only did it make this a great episode for Kurt, but also made for a better Blaine plot. We've gotten a few very small references to Blaine's background that suggests that Blaine is not as confident as he seems and he has some baggage about his past. It was nice to see Blaine throughout this whole episode being taken out of an environment where he's constantly supported and validated, and put into an environment where that may not be the case. To see him wanting to make this step, but struggling with it by suggesting Kurt not wear the kilt and not dancing the whole night at prom, and then to be inspired by Kurt the way Kurt was by him and never been kissed, and face his fears and ask Kurt to dance in front of everyone was so special. That moment would not have been as special if Blaine had been the one to instigate it, in my opinion. I also really love the juxtaposition it creates with Blaine and Dave. You have one going in who's not ready to face his fears and ends up running away, and another finally stepping up and facing his fears. It's really beautifully done, in my opinion. One last thought. Also, spoiler alert. Getting to this episode also makes me sad for Kurt, since I know what happens. This episode kind of marks an end to an era with Kurt, because in my opinion, Kurt never gets another storyline ever again that isn't just a plot device for Rachel's arc or about a boyfriend. It makes me so sad. Love you guys. Can't wait for more. Elizabeth.
Chris Colfer is so cool.
He is.
That's awesome. And that makes sense because I feel like Chris Colfer is Chris Colfer is a writer.
Mm-hmm.
He's got a writer brain. Yeah. You know, so I love that it was Chris who's the one, you know, who was like, you know what, this needs to be like an internal thing. And yeah. I love that. I think that's really important.
Yeah, I completely agree, Elizabeth, that not only for Kurt does it make his arc so much stronger, but also, like, up to this point, Blaine has just been the, like, dream man who just, like, is so good at everything and so supportive of everything.
Oh, my gosh.
And it does make it Blaine a more interesting character in this episode, that, like, he has something to learn and overcome. Yeah. I love what you said about, like, Blaine is inspired by Kurt in the way that Kurt was when he first met Blaine back in the day. Also, I cannot verify your final statement because I haven't seen most of these episodes in a long time. But I will say, it is Glee's like favorite thing is to just put characters in relationships and only write about that.
Yeah. And to like make them friends with Rachel.
Mm-hmm.
And like only write about that.
Everyone is either in a relationship or serving Rachel's character development.
Yeah.
Those are the two pillars of their personalities.
Oof, my God. Elizabeth, thank you so much. Last, but certainly, definitely not least, we have a voicemail from Victor.
Hi, guys. I'm Victor. I'm from Brazil. My pronouns are he, him.
International listener!
And I don't know if anyone from Brazil already sent you a message about his opinion on Mr. Shu and Matthew Morrison, but me, 13 years old Victor, thought that Mr. Shu was really hot. Mr. Shu and Puck, oh my God, I really had a crush on them. And of course now I'm 22, I know better, and I've learned that Mr. Shu sucks and Puck is just horrible. And I love Finn and Jesse, which are the best male characters, of course. It's nice to get it out of my chest. So maybe Mr. Shu wasn't just for the horny moms. Maybe it was for the horny, full of hormones, teenager Brazilian gays.
Victor, thank you so much for your bravery.
Mm-hmm. And inspiration.
Yeah, honestly, you really, like, I'm so glad that you feel like a weight lifted off your chest now that you, like, gave us that huge confession. Victor, you're totally not alone in that. We're so happy to have you listening.
The heart wants what the heart wants.
Truly, you know. Yeah.
As long as you are aware
that
personality-wise, Mr. Shu has a savior complex, he's not a good dude.
Yeah.
You can't help it.
I'll be the first to say it. He is a classically handsome man.
Yeah. Yeah.
Shish. Get the heck out of here. Victor, thank you so much. Thank you all so much for listening to our, you know, crazy Tech Week ramble. Last week I was crying my fucking eyes out. And now I'm, you know, loopy because I've slept for 2 hours. You guys really are just getting to know the real us. The real us. Are you ready to do the relative pitch game to play us out, baby?
Born ready.
Hells yes. Okay. Who's going first?
Was the last episode rumors?
I think so. Okay. I think you went
fast.
First.
I went fast. You went fast. I don't know how to. I went fast. I said, finished. Give me a score.
You said, good job.
I went fast. First, okay.
Okay, I'll go first this time.
All right, prom queen, we got Rolling in the Deep. Uh-huh. Isn't she lovely? Uh-huh. This is so off topic.
Okay.
Every email that we got this week that had the word lovely in it, I think this is Tech Week affecting my brain.
Yeah.
I read it loverly as if it was My Fair Lady. I was like, I kept being like, they sang Wouldn't It Be
Do
Lovely in this episode?
Do you even like My Fair Lady that much?
I've seen it one time and I did enjoy it.
Oh, good.
But I've never listened to it. I just saw it the one time.
You should be in that show.
I should. I should be Freddie.
I'd like to be Eliza.
You'd be a very good Eliza.
Thank you. Because I'm funny and also could be fancy.
That's what people always say when they meet Lena. Like, you know what I like about her? She's so funny, but also I get this feeling she could be fancy.
Everyone says. Okay.
Okay.
What
so
am I singing?
Rolling in the Deep, Wouldn't It Be Loverly, Friday, Jar of Hearts, I'm Not Going to Teach Your Boyfriend How to Dance With You, Dancing Queen, I Know You Want, Not Going to Teach Your Boyfriend, I'm So Sorry I'm Not Giving It to You.
You are a terrible man.
It is just like too easy. So we're going to do...
Why? Because I've listened to that song every day for the last decade.
Yeah, and also, like, we already sang it on the actual Prom Queen episode.
Was that in key? Someone go back and listen.
I have no idea.
Me neither.
If it's not, it doesn't count because we were just going for
Get out of here. Don't tell me it's not. Only tell me if it is.
I'm going to give you Jar of Hearts.
Oh, come on.
Okay, well, I'm not going to give you Jar of Hearts.
No,
goodness
I'll take
sakes.
It. I just totally did not want that one. I only have one hand because I'm holding my microphone.
You know what I like about Lena? is she could be fancy. She also hates Jar of Hearts.
Dude, I remember this song, like, kind of, it didn't premiere on So You Think You Can Dance, but it, like, got really popular on So You Think You Can Dance. I remember, like, that was one of my favorite seasons ever. That's just a...
Just a little history.
A little fun the history.
Tapestry of Lena's life.
Yeah, and also Christina Perry's. Okay, so. I learned to live half alive. Now you want me one more time. And who do you think you are? Running around leaving scars. Collecting your jar of hearts. Tearing love apart. You're gonna catch a cold. From the eyes inside your soul. Stop me whenever. Don't come back for me. Who do you think you are? Thank you. I feel like I know that song way more than I thought I did, but it was everywhere.
Oh, I was going to say I'm impressed, but that is true. 2011, there was no escaping it.
Yeah, you know why? So You Think You Can Dance.
So You Think You Can Dance.
Yeah.
You know who's trapped in a jar of hearts?
Who?
All of us. Just in a jar with that song.
How are we gonna get out?
I don't know. This bit, as it came out of my mouth, I was like, this doesn't make any sense.
We are? What happened? How did we get there?
I was trying to do the whole thing. We're like, we're trapped in the jar with the songs we hear all the time. It didn't translate. It wasn't funny.
I have never heard.
Anyways.
Okay.
So what you saying? Was who do you think you are? You said it was a B flat to an E flat to an F, I'm pretty sure.
Okay.
I go to so that bit. Let's see if that's right.
Who do you think you are? Yeah, it could be higher.
Yeah, she's a whole step above you.
I knew it. Freaking dip. Okay, well, I'm not gonna teach your boyfriend how to dance with you either. No, you have to sing. Isn't she lovely?
Okay, wouldn't it be loverly, My Fair Lady? How funny is this bit?
I think dude, it's the best hilarious. Thing
okay.
I can't stop laughing. I keep giving you Kevin McHale songs, and he's the tenor of our group.
It's because everyone thinks I sound like him speaking voice-wise.
True.
All right. I also occasionally get John Mulaney. Someone said that in our Apple Podcast reviews the other day.
Which, and you've been riding that high for days.
I
was going to say,
I don't hear it, but I love
when people say that. I feel like the first time I watched John Mulaney, I was like, this guy kind of reminds me of Ian.
That is the highest praise.
Yeah. Probably because you introduced me to him.
I was a big, like,
you were.
Forcing John Mulaney on friends for a few years then.
Yeah. I thank you for it because I'm a big John Mulaney fan now.
You know. All right. All right, we're going to do it. Fair warning, it's 9 a.m. I'm not warmed up. I'm not responsible for what comes out of my mouth right now.
I'm not responsible for that.
Oh, I'm going to be sick. Okay, that was so funny. Oh, I'm losing my mind.
Dude, do you just love me so much?
I do. I love you so much. Isn't she lovely? Do I know the words of this song? Isn't she
wonderful?
There it is. Isn't she wonderful? Isn't she precious? Less than a minute old. I never thought that love would be. Wait. I never thought through love we'd be. I always thought I knew this song. We're having opposite experiences.
I'm trying to mouth the words to him. I love this song.
Making one as lovely as she. Isn't she lovely? Made from love. It is far too early to sing that. Okay. I'm disappointed in myself because I thought that was so much higher than it was. Now I'm embarrassed that I had a hard time singing that.
Oh.
Hey, guys. I know all of you are judging me. I was at rehearsal till midnight last night.
You
shut up.
Guys.
Hey, shut up.
I hope... I'm going to make you stub your toe if you're mean to my friend Ian.
I know all of you are hate tweeting us right now. Stop it. Knock it off. Okay, so I think it's a D sharp to E to C sharp to B. So D sharp to E is the important part.
Ready?
How was I flat again? I'm quitting the podcast. I can't deal with this embarrassment. He's singing E, F. Kevin! Less than 1 minute.
Dude, Kevin Mattel is such a good singer.
The love that we
we'd be,
making one as lovely as she.
Well, this is probably payback because you should have given me. I'm not going to teach your boyfriend to dance with you, you coward.
All right, everyone. Well, wow. It's 9 a.m. We're losing our minds. We both lost the relative pitch game. We don't want to hear about it.
Yeah. Stop hate tweeting us.
What? Stop. Delete those tweets right now. Do not save them in your drafts. Erase them.
I don't want any traces of those on the internet.
We will sick Katie's dog on you.
Literally. Wah.
But we sure do love all of you. Thank you for listening.
So much. Thanks for listening. So much love for you all. Hope you guys have an awesome week. Hope you guys get some naps in there. That is a hope I have for me too. Literally, I could never take a nap. I do not have time for a nap. Oh my God.
If you have thoughts that you want to send to us, you can do it voicemail format, anchor.fm/recoveringgleek. You can do it email format, recoveringgleek@gmail.com. In 2 days, our episode on funeral comes out. So buckle up, get ready. It's going to be wild.
Our penultimate season 2 episode. Season 2 is coming to an end, you guys.
I got whiplash from season 2. I feel like it went so fast.
I know.
Bizarre.
How bizarre? I feel like we just started. Love you guys.
Love you guys.
Here is a mini kiss on your mini tiny, tiny little forehead. Love you guys. It was just a couple. It was extra. Bye. Have a good day. You guys, I'm so tired.
Thank you for listening to Recovering Gleek. You can find us on Instagram and TikTok at recoveringgleek_podcast. If you liked our podcast, be sure to leave a review and tell your friends, please.
Verwandle deine Leidenschaft mit Shopify in ein Business und knack Umsatzrekorde mit dem Checkout mit der weltweit besten Conversion. Du hast richtig gehört. Der Checkout mit der weltweit besten Conversion. Der legendäre Checkout von Shopify vereinfacht das Shoppen auf deiner Website bis hin zu Social Media und überall dazwischen. Na, das ist Musik für deine Ohren. Wie du es auch drehst und wendest, mit Shopify kannst du zu einem echten Hit werden. Starte deinen Test noch heute für nur 1 Euro pro Monat auf shopify.de/rekorde.